When did you enlist?
It was down in 1945. I think they opened it up. And
so you had not enlisted during World War II, but you enlisted at the end?
Or? No, it was at the it was about the end of the thing, because they had built Westover Field for that Second World War, you know, out there. And I'll never forget when they built it. We thought it was just going to be for soldiers. Then we got notices sent to our churches asking if they were going to have a pickup system in Springfield, where they pick up young women that were eligible, 18 years old, now over, to go out to dance with the young women, because some of them had to stay over the overnight before they were shipped out overseas, and they wanted to have entertainment. That was before it was a USO, but it became USO around the nation, and that they opened up these clubs on the areas where the troops were at. I remember the first time going with a group of about 50 girls from Springfield, and we were just as bashful as the young men were. They were being awful careful. We would be singing, "Oh, brother," but the dancing got us together. And
did you dance as a performance?
No, dancing. You were girls going there to be friends with the soldiers who would be there overnight, stationed overnight or during the week, or workers who worked there. There were a thousand of them coming in, and they just didn't want the young men just to come in and sit in their lounges with no activity going on, and they're trying to figure out how to let them stay overnight and yet enjoy what they were doing before they got in, I guess, that unhappy situation by being a part of the war, you understand. And they asked for volunteer girls out of the churches first, and then you had to have an age group, belong to a group, and they sent buses in from Westover Field to pick you up, either the churches or clubs, community centers here. And they ended up, you had maybe 800 or 900 girls out there. That's a lot of people filling up that big club out there. And we went out there, and that activity was very exciting. I sang, of course, because I volunteered with the USO for the simple reason that they wanted singers and entertainers from the city. And I volunteered, and my children were known as the Loving Trio. They boys tap dance, and Holly was the ballet dancer.
Now, these are your children.
Those my children, and they were called the Loving Trio. And they became a part of the USO circuit, as I did, for about 6 years there at Westover Field, to do the entertaining on a regular basis. I remember one particular, each of us, of the children, had their own costumes and things. But I remember one night, my husband had given my beautiful silver shoes to Tony, that's the middle boy, because I had three children. And when we got up there, it was a November night, snow and et cetera. I have an arctics on and so forth. And I looked around and I says to him, we're going in to change up to get started. And I says to him, "Okay, Tony, where's the shoes?" And he's looking at me. And I thought he has it. I said, where's the bag with my shoes in? He says, "Home." And here we are, this hanger here. I said, "What do you mean he's home?" And my husband, Maya, looked at me and says, "Where is it?" Because he was about 9, 10 years old. And he says, he forgot it. He had his costume, you know. Okay, so in the arctics and the evening gown, we performed. And that's another picture I have. I didn't bring, but I have a picture of me in those arctics and that evening gown. And they thought it was part of the act. And I don't let them think it was part of the act. These are some of the cute little things that happened that we as a family, we enjoyed going out there and going up to Rhode Island. When sometimes we went up to USO up in Rhode Island there, where they had some of the plane station up there.
Now, when you were going out to Westover, was that before you were married, or you were?
Oh no, we were married. We were married. We were married. As I say, Holly must have been about 7. Tony at the time must have been about 8. Tony and Butch they were known as a Loving Trio, and the idea is that they were going so much with me that, and they were doing their own dancing with being called by the studio that they took lessons from, and they, they automatically got used to people and entertained me. So they had their own dance routines themselves at the Nita studio, the children out of, were taught, and they were able to be part of it because they were quite a sight to see, youngsters like that young, and it was something that I enjoyed because I was an older person, knew where the kids were, because it was with me and my husband, and we had quite a year doing that.